Pelham, Ontario, April 1, at a hastily arranged press conference held in council chambers on Saturday, the town of Pelham revealed plans to demolish the current Pelham Arena on Heist Street and replace it with a minimum security prison. The town will build the facility itself, acting as developer. "We've had such outstanding success negotiating great deals in East Fonthill," said Pelham CEO Darren Ottaway, "this decision a no-brainer. Literally," said Mayor Dave Augustin. For several months, the town had touted a plan to sell the property to private developers, who would build medium and high-density housing. This plan is now abandoned. Ottaway and the mayor jointly removed a cloth draped over an illustration of the proposed penal facility. "In the end, you have to ask yourself," said Ottaway, "does more housing actually generate wealth? Of what value are ordinary residents, anyway? Where is the wealth?" Mayor Augustin, breaking into a wide smile, nodded in agreement. At this, the rest of council, also present for the announcement, followed suit, heads bobbing in unison. Ottaway pointed at the illustration. "This, right here, is wealth creation. By building and running our own prison, the town will earn revenue from every inmate. And needless to say," said the mayor, "this prison will feature the most vibrant, innovative, and caring rehabilitation program in Niagara. Hashtag Pelham Prison Wow. Hashtag Regional Chair Here I Come." Minimum security correctional facilities, often nicknamed country club prisons, typically house inmates sentenced for white-collar crimes and low-level drug offenses. White-collar crimes are defined as nonviolent, financially motivated offenses committed by business and government officials, such as bribery, embezzlement, and fraud. "Not only that," continued Augustin, "we have a vibrant, innovative, and caring way to pay for it." "No more debentures through the region," said Ottaway. "Definitely not," said Augustin. "Way too much red ink, red tape." Augustin called on Treasurer Teresa Quinlan, who had a presentation board of her own. Headlined, "How We Say We Pay For It," it featured a series of progressively smaller dollar signs moving from a wide base at the bottom to a narrow peak at the top. "We're saving money two ways," said Quinlan. "First, there's no need to hire an architect and start from scratch. We already have our design. We're adapting the new community center." "Meridian Community Center," interjected Augustin. "Right, we're adapting the Meridian Community Center design," continued Quinlan. "It's handsome, windowless walls of brick." "American brick," interjected Ottaway. "Right, American brick," continued Quinlan. "Its massive windowless walls of American brick are ideal, so it was another no-brainer." "Literally," said Augustin. "And rather than seek loans from Infrastructure Ontario," said Quinlan, "and face all those questions about whether our books are the real McCoy, instead of some imaginary set of numbers randomly generated by councillors throwing dice over beers at their quasi-legal Monday evening, post-council get-togethers, we decided to eliminate the middleman." "No more regional interference in Pelham finances," said Ottaway. The treasurer held up a USB memory stick. "Introducing our very own cryptocurrency," said Quinlan. "Bite me coin," said the mayor. "The first decentralized Bite me coin mine is being installed right here inside Town Hall as we speak." "Literally in the basement," said Ottaway. Quinlan pointed at the base of her pyramid chart. "We're excited and proud to announce."
"Pelham proud," said Augustin.
"Pelham proud to announce that starting on Easter morning, ordinary Pelham residents can buy their own Bite Me coins, thereby getting in on the ground floor of the next digital currency gold rush." "There were some upfront costs," said Ottaway. "But we believe that the $12 million spent on servers, electrical upgrades, and added air conditioning capacity will be paid for without need to sell surplus land. Plus, we paid Hydro One in development charge credits, or municipal credits, or Pelham bucks, or whatever we have to call them this time around," said the mayor. Quinlan said that naming rights were also on the table, both for the prison as a whole as well as for its various parts,
including the main foyer, television room, workout room, chapel, and showers. Not the individual cells? Asked the mayor. It's my understanding that the accommodations are dormitory style in this level of facility, responded Quinlan, but I'm sure we could get individual donors their own beds. When asked for the expected groundbreaking date, silence fell. Who said that? Said Sal Ottaway. Onlookers and other journalists in the gallery moved slightly to allow the voice reporter present to be seen. You're not supposed to be in here, said Ottaway. You're not an accredited newspaper. When told that the voice was in its 21st year of operation, Ottaway and Mayor Augustin spoke quietly for a moment, then asked public relations and marketing specialist Mark McDonald to come forward. After a brief conference, McDonald moved through the gallery and approached the voice reporter. In order to answer your questions, the town will need you to join the Canadian Auto Workers Union, the Ontario Society of Chiropodists, and the Upper Canada Federation of Chefs and Cooks. McDonald pointed to the exit. But you'll still have to file FOI for everything. Literally, said the mayor, Sal, and council. April Fools is a freelance reporter whose stories appear annually on April 1st, and are aimed solely at readers with a healthy sense of humor. Readers not so equipped are invited to direct their ire to remedial_humor_education at the voice of pelham.ca.